Good morning. I have to read this because I wrote it down. Okay. There are some things we are told in the Bible to forget, like we are told to forget the past. There are other things we are repeatedly called to remember. We can make choices about what we choose to forget and what we choose to remember. The word remember, in its various Hebrew and Greek forms, occurs in over 250 times in the Bible. It is easy to forget all that God has done for us. I know that when I start to get to complain, worry, or become anxious, or when I start to become afraid, for me, it means I am becoming to I begin to forget who God is, what he has done, or who he says I am in him. Maybe I'm not spending enough time in his word or in prayer. Maybe I need to keep better company. Maybe I need to start watching better TV shows. Or maybe the music I am listening to has infiltrated my mind. The other side of the coin is that I am not forgetting, then I am choosing to ignore him and his word. In that case, correction will have to come immediately. I had choices that I had to make this week. It was not easy. My husband made that choice for me. Well, he talked me into it. I fought 3 times to keep Zachary in my life. That was a selfish decision. That was not keeping God in me. That was not doing this, what this is reminding me of every single week. I put my selfish needs first. That was not what I needed to do. Lou, with his moral compass being up here, and obviously mine being down here, reminded me that I am not doing Zachary any good if I am in jail. So when the police came with a court order, Lou told me that you need to put God first and being with God in your heart first. So I put God first, above Lou, above Zachary, and I always put Zachary first in my life, always, and that is wrong. I need to put God first. So that's what I did. I put God first. That is my reminder every week of what I'm supposed to do. Put God in my life first. And when that tray is being passed around, I personally say the Lord's Prayer to keep him first and remind myself that God is the most important thing in my life. That reminds me of what we do every Sunday with the Lord's Supper. This is just my tradition. I've done it since I was a kid. I just say the Lord's Prayer before whoever is praying over the Lord's Supper says the prayer for us. It keeps me focused. It's just what I do personally. So I don't know if that helps anybody, but that's just my personal thing that I do. So, today, in case any of you are as forgetful as sometimes that I can, let's join in the meal and just remember him.